Marie and the doctor.
Who knows what may come next?
Having trouble with your thingamajig? Can't get the doovy-wotsy to interface with the clickety-bit? Given up all hope of the digital wing-wong working? Yeah, well, we hear your pain, Australia. So now, please welcome the only man in the world who can simultaneously program the set-top hoozit, reformat the doovalacky, and upload the whatchamacallit in three different languages. It's Paul Verhoeven in Nerds of a Feather.
Ah, yes, you could just eat him up with a dorky spoon. How are you, Paul Verhoeven?
A spoon.
A dorky spoon.
Better be a big spoon. I don't know. Yeah, so how are you guys doing?
All right. Going?
Better than you, sicky.
Yeah, I'm a bit sick. Clearly I need to stop having sex with pigeons.
I think it's pigs.
Either way.
Yeah, well, the swine flu is obviously hitting pretty big. But now iPhone has reached its 1 billionth download for applications this week. And that's a pretty big thing, right? And have you guys seen the online application store?
No, I
haven't either. But there's about 35,000 applications, and they've recently had a lot of controversy. Like around the time the 1 billionth one was announced, they had to have one pulled for the first time, like actually banned. It's called Baby Shaker. I wonder why. Apple said on Thursday that it was a regrettable mistake, and it cost 99 cents to download, and basically it's got this online, this baby on your screen that cries, and you have to encourage it to stop crying by shaking it until X's appear on the eyes of the infant.
So you've got to kill it.
I can't imagine why people considered that distasteful.
I know. They actually issued an official statement. Here we go. This application was deeply offensive and should not have been approved for distribution in the application store, Apple spokeswoman Natalie Karras said. Also, she continued, this is like totally inaccurate. When you shake a baby, X's don't appear on the eyes. I've shaken loads of kids. Okay, she didn't say that.
Our research and development teams in years.
I did have an idea for an app, actually. It's called Rabbit Tears. So basically, it's a loop of two small rabbits drinking your tears in slow motion with Wagner playing over the top. It's very upsetting.
Now, speaking of upsetting, let's move on to the big story of the week, which is the pig flu. The
swine flu! Never before has banging a piglet's brains out had such lethal consequences. You know, these cold and flu meds making me say things I didn't plan on saying. Apparently, it's a full-blown outbreak. Now, if there's one thing Dustin Hoffman taught us, it's that panic is bad. And also that cross-dressing can get you an acting gig. Basically, Twitter is apparently being blamed for causing mass hysteria. In 140 characters or less, of course. Social networking...
Mass and concise hysteria.
Exactly. Follow pig swine. Basically, Twitter's being accused of spreading massive amounts of hysteria because you know you start to speculate and then other people speculate and now they're being blamed for really bad things. For example, Twitter can be used to tell people things that are important. Like, in about half an hour from now, I'm going to tell my Twitterers that I want a glass of water and that Jessica Rabbit is making me horny. See, now people know that they should get me a glass of water and Jessica Rabbit. But basically, you know, the US government is apparently going to be, you know, putting some restrictions on Twitter quite soon, which is...
Really?
Bad news, right? For Twitterers. And speaking of disease, death. I have a regular segment. A nerd icon has actually died on the weekend. Bea Arthur, star of The Thinking Man, Sex in the City.
Yeah, yeah.
Golden Girls.
That's the best.
There we go. Died. Yeah, Kim Cattrall was in both, apparently. But she was 86 years old, and as you guys may or may not know, I have a death knight in World of Warcraft called Estelle Getty. So as a tribute to Bea, my friend Luke is going to create a death knight called Bea Arthur. Is that touching or is it just wrong?
No, I think that's beautiful.
Yeah. Anyway, Bea's famous for Golden Girls, but she's also famous amongst nerds because in the Star Wars Christmas special, she had this like 7-minute song and dance routine in the cantina. Now, George Lucas pretty much disavows any knowledge of this, but it was released. It's pretty much a variety act in the Star Wars universe, and it's not very good, but she does this massive song and dance. And I was very upset, and I wanted to get on radio and swear my tits off. but I thought, if Sam Jackson can get past it, so can I. Did you guys see that video of the US television kind of safe version of his famous line from Snakes on a Plane?
No.
It's very subtle, and they actually did find a clever way around swearing but still conveying the impact of what he was trying to say. I believe you guys have a clip of it, actually.
Oh, do we?
Yes, we do. That's we're going to hear that clip after a song.
Oh, no, hang on a second. I've got it here. Here we go. Ready?
Enough is enough! I have had it with these monkey-fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane!
Well
I think that's worse. Snakes is slang for penises. And how is the battering of primates with your dick in any way better?
That is fantastic. We're a few minutes away from news time, but we have Paul Verhoeven in from Nerds of a Feather. Nerds of a Feather.
That's what it's
My
called.
My brain
yes.
is really starting to melt.
Nerds speaking on of, a Monday to Friday feather.
Speaking of melting brains or super mega crazy mystery space blobs.
Yes.
What's going
astronomers,
on?
Well, astronomers have announced the discovery of a massive and mysterious gas blob of the type, which is apparently a precursor to a galaxy, and they've dubbed it Himiko, these Japanese scientists. Scientists say Himiko is named for the legendary Japanese queen, but I'm saying that one of the researchers had like a girlfriend that they that jilted them very badly and cheated on them. Damn her and her galaxy-bearing hips. Yeah. Like, so what actually is Himiko, this gas cloud? Apart from a woman that can't see, Toshi is a really great guy. Basically, astronomers believe it could be, you know, the precursor to a universe, a galaxy.
Ooh,
not
wow.
You know, with the mass of some 40 billion suns. So basically this sweaty, slutty, gaseous bint. To put it in perspective, Himiko stretches 55,000 light years, which is the length of about our Milky Way's disk. I also hear she has to put her boomerang on with a belt.
You
belt with a boomerang.
You just called an early galaxy slutty. I like that. Thanks.
Oh, no, he didn't. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I want to talk about karma, basically. I've always been fascinated with this, and this guy in the States, Victor Gonzalez, he had a pretty bad day. So let's run through it. First of all, he gets fired from his job, which is pretty crappy, depending on what your job is. Let me have a look. Oh, okay, he's an emergency counselor. Great. Mm. All right. Secondly, he gets home to find out he doesn't have a home because it's on fire. Now, the fire broke out at 9 a.m. after his 12-year-old daughter, who unfortunately due to a birth defect is actually made of asbestos, so she was okay. She managed to get the rest of the family out of the house. Thirdly, his wife thankfully was in the house because she left him a few weeks before. And finally, when he opened to get a drink of Coke afterwards, a piranha burst out and bit his dick off. Now, I should add that I made one of those up. Yeah. Oh, and he also said, you can choose to laugh or cry, and I'm choosing to laugh because I don't know what's going to happen if I cry. Unfortunately for him, a rare glandular condition is partly combustible tears. So when he cried, his head exploded.
All righty, Paul Verhoeven, time for one more. Lego.
Lego is awesome. Now, I wanted to give a rundown of my five favourite real Lego inventions. So number five was Lego Volvo, an actual Lego Volvo life-size. Ironically, having sex in the back of this is almost twice as comfortable as having sex in the back of an actual Volvo. Number four, a Lego gun. Remember I told you about the Lego gun a while ago? Yeah, an actual working Lego gun, which someone has made, but they've made an Uzi now, so I guess it fires faster. A working air conditioner. I think I might make this the last one, actually, because I misread it, and I read it as hair conditioner, and I had this image of this hot, naked woman in a shower rubbing, like, Lego bricks through her hair and, like, crying because it hurts so much.
Quick. What is it?
And number two, a working V8 engine, and number one, Stephen Hawking.
Thank you very much, Paul Verhoeven. We'll catch you next Tuesday morning. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.